Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I am coming live from my job over here in Kirkland, Washington, so I just thought I'd throw a disclaimer out there. Just in case any of my kids come down, I need to pay attention to them. Generally, it's pretty quiet, you know, here at work, but we kind of got a lively group going on. One of my girls is upstairs cleaning her apartment. She's got her music blasting, so hopefully that's not going to interrupt, you know, what we're doing here at the coffee house. But welcome. Come on in. Sit down. I saved you a seat. I'm opening up the phone lines. I'm kind of in a mood to talk today, so I'm hoping that some people will call in and open up dialogue with me. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I also open up the phone lines for you, the unknown, independent, underground artist, to call in and promote yourself, who you are, and what you do. I want to start out today's show with an artist I really, really dig, not only in his talents, but in who he is as a person. He was actually a featured guest last night on Soul Sessions with my partner, Dwayne Alston from Soul City Radio. And so if you missed that feature, it is definitely worth going back and checking it out in the archives. So I'm going to play Keep Moving by Winston Warrior.
Much more than you hope for. If you
Yeah, Nappy. Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went some places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing is promised before you leave for faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people want to see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind cause they running the place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and savor the taste. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare, and I promise
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right.
Top of the heap, so will I fall down? Touching these peaks is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't there, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get to feeling. If you believe in, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and wait, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanting something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right.
The grind don't stop, 24/7. The hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the cat and drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection, this verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48, people come and go throughout your life, but it's on what you make of the situation. Each is different time and place, rhyme and reason like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends, it's best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
Believe that I'll be right here.
Right.
Into the show if you've got somebody, something, or somebody that you would like to promote. This is a great place to let us know who you are, who they are, and what project they've got going on. Otherwise, I'm kind of in the mood to have some conversation, so if you want to join me in conversation, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I have a dear friend who's called in, so let me open up her phone line. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House, Miss Monica Monet.
Hi, how are you, Lady Flavor?
I'm very good. It's been a minute since you called into my show.
I know. I'm glad I can call in tonight.
I know that you're normally very, very busy. We'll forgive you. But, you know, I know you've been busy promoting. I know you've got an event coming up here really, real, real soon for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October. So why don't you tell us about that particular event before I kind of put you on the spot and ask you some questions.
Okay, sure. The event that I have going on, well, it's not really like a Monica Monet's event, but I am a part of it. I'm very proud to be. It's called Paint the City Pink. And it's basically that a lot of artists are getting together, singing, and, you know, do what we love to do to raise money for breast cancer and awareness. And that'll be tomorrow at Celeb's Corner Cafe in Jacksonville, Florida. So I'm really happy to be a part of it and can't wait to, you know, to sing tomorrow and rock the stage.
I can't wait. Well, you know what? I was going to say I can't wait either, but, you know, why am I saying that since I'm in Seattle, Washington, you're in Jacksonville? I have to tell you that Monica is one of my all-time favorite independent artists, and I had the pleasure of having her come up here to the Pacific Northwest and perform for the people up here, and I have to say she was definitely well-received, and they are asking when you're coming back, Monica. But one of the things that I wanted to ask, and I've kind of been really, really, you know, toying with, you know, what does it really, really take for an artist to be successful? You know, this industry is so competitive, as you know, Monica, but you've got to be one of the hardest working independent artists that is out there, from not only, you know, being out on the road performing, not only in just Jacksonville, but going into Atlanta, Mississippi, Alabama, and other states. You know, as I stated, you coming up here to the Pacific Northwest. And then, you know, you've got some great marketing tools from your website to videos that you have out to, you know, some newer projects that you're working on that hopefully we will be able to experience before the year is out. What do you think, you know, it really, really takes for an independent artist to get out there and get recognized?
For me, I think it does take persistence, you know, because you're going to have your bad days. Lord knows I have my bad days. And you're going to have those great good days, too, which is good. So I think the first thing is persistence. I think also believing in yourself. And I think also having the faith when you don't see anything, you know. A lot of times when I do stuff, I don't know how it's going to take place because maybe I don't have the funds at that time. Maybe I don't have the way at that time. And I do work with a very, very, very small group, but I just have to keep the faith. And at the end of the term, when I decide to do something, I get it done. So it's persistence and faith and just believing in yourself, you know, and just know that nothing comes easy and that you're going to have hard times, you know. There's going to be some hard times, but there's also going to be a lot of great good times as well. So, I mean, that's what I would tell any artist that's, you know, that's trying to get out there, you know, like me. I'm trying to get to the next level. You know, I think with any, whether you're on the underground scene or major or a scene, there are levels within the scene that you're trying to go to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I want to go to the cream of the crop of the independent artistry. When you think of independent music, I would want someone to think of Monica Monet, you know, and then we're going to hit the mainstream, you know. So,
right, right. I think that, you know, your work speaks for itself. You know, just listening to the quality, you know, of the production of the work that you are putting out, especially with Simply Beautiful, your latest CD, to, you know, the engineers and producers that you have worked with on the project, to, you know, if you have not seen this album cover for Simply Beautiful by Monica Monet, it is beautiful. It stands out. One of the things that I was thinking, Monica, visuals are, like, really important to me. And the more that I pay attention to visuals, I realize how important it is to me. So if I was to see your album cover in a record store or somewhere in somebody's car, on somebody's table, it would catch my attention, and it would make me want to know more about you. Do you agree that visuals are an important tool when it comes to promoting?
I do. I think visual is very important. And, like, what I like to say is that, you know, you may not have a million dollar budget. Of course, most of us independent artists don't. A lot of us are still working 9 to 5. Some of us are not, but a lot of us are still working a 9 to 5. And a lot of us trying to, you know, to present the best product that you can. But a lot of times to do those, you know, like that painting was painted by Grace Bio, you know, and she's a phenomenal artist, you know. Her and her whole family is artistic, and they do all kind of, you know, art and just different abstract things. I did have to pay a pretty price for that, but I set it up in installments. You know, this is something I want, so I know it can't happen overnight. Did it take me 6 months to pay her for that portrait? You know, like around 6 months, but I already knew the vision of that, what I wanted. And I think once you know your vision and you write it down, I just think you work towards it, you know. Like, it may not happen in a month or 2 months. Like, it took me a very long time to get this album together. As you know, Lady Flavor is a lot of stuff that's not on the album that I wanted to be on the album. But, you know, I just think, you know, it, when things like that happen, it is what it is, but you don't stop, you know. So you keep moving. But I think visual is very important. I really do. I think the product is very important. You know, when you turn on a person's album and you can play that behind a Jill Scott or maybe a Jay-Z, you know, like, for instance, you play a Jay-Z and then you hear Black Stacks after that, and it's the same type of, you know, levels and the same type of feel of production. Or if you play a Jill Scott or Erykah Badu, then you play a Monica Monet, the levels are the same. Mm-hmm. And I think what a lot of artists don't realize is that, you know, it may be a little more money, and it may take you a little more time to do your project, but I feel like at the end of the day, our music is going to be here way longer than after we're gone. So you want to make sure that whatever you put out 25 years from now, 50 years from now, someone new is going to hear your music because it's online, it's in the universe, it's out there. So I would rather wait another 3 months to get the money to pay for production really well, or get someone to do what they do best instead of doing it myself. You know, a lot of people always tell me, well, you can get a program that mixes your stuff or masters your stuff online. I was like, okay, that's good, but I'm a writer, I'm a singer, but before it comes to mixing and mastering stuff, I'm going to take it to somebody that knows what they're doing, that has passion in that, the same way that I have passion on music, you know. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of artists that can do that too, but as of me, it's like, if he has passion in mixing and mastering, and then I want him to do it, you know, I don't want to do something home-based. That's just for me, you know. I'm not saying it's for nobody else, but it's very important to me to know that when you turn on the Monica Monet CD, that it is stamped with my, you know, stamped with my passion and my pride and my product. So that's important to me.
You know, I think that you just made a really, really good point. I think that you said, you know, that, you know, you're a writer. You know, you're a singer. You're a performer. You know, that's your passion right there.
Yeah.
And that you want to go to somebody else who's passionate about the mixing and mastering and the production part of the music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is important. I do think, like you said, there are some people who might be good at it, you know, and be able to put it all together. But if you do want to compete out there against some of the, you know, top artists that are being heard, the production is something that's really, really important. And so I definitely agree with you on that. I think that being able to delegate out to somebody else who is better at doing something is always a good thing. You know, you and I both, Monica, we talk about this, have these sidebar conversations, and you and I both kind of are like control freaks where we want to have control of what's going on in our worlds, especially what has to do with who we are, you know, as a public figure. You know, but I think it's good to be able to have a team that you can pull from that can do, you know, certain, you know, tasks. And And I will say, you know, even if you listen to the music that is played on Flava News Radio, not all of it is top quality produced. You know, some of it I play because I think there is a purpose to the artist's sound. There is, you know, they deserve to be heard. It may not be at that level where they can, you know, put the money into a really, really fine piece of a produced music. I'll be honest with you, Monica. I also think there are artists out there that don't have the ear and really don't even hear it.
Well, I know when I first started, and you're right about that, you know, you may be at a particular level that you're thinking that, you know, that's good or that's good enough, always good, you know what I'm saying? But I know that when my first album came out, it wasn't as good as my second album because, you know, I had a couple of albums that no one has even heard, you know, has never been released. Like Simply Beautiful, I think is around almost like, the Simply Beautiful is like my fourth album. But
okay.
It's only my second album to actually be released. My first album was released in 1993, cassette.
Okay.
I was releasing cassettes. And it was called, I think it was 1993 or even 1996, either R, and it was called So Sweet. And that production wasn't as good as my next two. I think each album should be on a different level. And what I'm trying to say is that, no, if this is your first album and it's independent and this is your first time, like, going through the whole motion, there's going to be a lot of stuff that, you know, that you may overlook, especially if you don't have, like, people around you have done it before, you know. Because, as you know, I have, you know, Jason, Taylor and Keith was one of my good friends, and mistakes that I saw that he was going to make, I stopped him from making those mistakes and said, no, you don't want to do this. You want to go to a studio that can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay,
right.
Of course that studio is $25 an hour. That's going to pay the $50 an hour, do the pre-production, practice like every day until you know how you want your background, until you know how you want your lead. So you know how you want your setup to be. So when you go to a studio that's charging $50 or $60 or even $100 an hour, you know, based on the area that you're in, it shouldn't take you no more than 2 hours to record a song if you have done your pre-production and your background and how you want your song to be. I'm a type of person, when I go into the studio, I don't make up anything in the studio. It's done. Everything is pre-production before I get there. My writing is done. How I want my background is done. I'm in there to make it happen. So, like when a lot of people say they stay in studios hours at a time, I don't know how that feels because I am on a budget and, you know, I do have bills and so I can't sit there and, you know, let it gag in a studio, especially when I'm paying the prices that I'm paying. So, I'm going there strictly business. I have 2 hours to do what I got to do and get out. And 9 times out of 10, within that 2 hours, my music is finished. And then I do the mix and the mastering.
Right, right. No, and I can understand and appreciate it. I know most of the studio time up here in Seattle is about, ranges from probably $50 to $75 an hour.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I have to say that I would prefer an artist to take their time in doing a project and doing it right and being proud of it than to just pump projects out over, you know, over and over and not put the time and money to make sure that it is a well-produced, you know,
mm-hmm.
album or book or whatever. And so I can appreciate the fact that you do that. I know other artists who also do that. And then I know artists that are just pumping them out left and right. And I'm also curious about that, too, that did the first album sell or did the second or third album sell, but now you're up here to 6 or 7. You know, and I don't know what I really think about artists that pump out a whole lot of projects when they didn't really appear to be doing a good job promoting the first. You know,
yeah, I think a lot of times people sometimes feel that quantity is better than quality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, I have like 20 CDs out. You know what I'm saying? But as we know, if you look at groups like Frankly Beverly and Maze. You know, Franklin Beverly Mays have, you know, this like that one album. You have like the Southern Girls, Before I Let Go. There's all these amazing songs on this album. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the album becomes classic. You know, the album becomes classic, and they're still making money today, and they're way over past their 60s and 65, and they're still making money today, you know, but each album is a classic album. Each album meant something, you know. You know how artists can tell you, I was going through this, doing this album. I would like to use Mary J. Blige as a good example, how when the album My Life came out, how you can feel the hurt that she was going through, and then now talking about no drama, you can feel that she's happy and that she's content and that she has found a spiritual place within her life. I just feel like when, I don't know about other artists, but when I have to be kind of in that mode to do a new album. You know what I'm saying? I have to be in a point in my life where I'm ready to write what my life is going through. When Simply Beautiful came out, Simply Beautiful, The Love, The Hurt, The Rebirth, basically I was going through a lot of hurt, you know what I'm saying? And it had a lot to do with a lot of relationships, love relationships, friendship relationships, and just life in general. And I realized that as long as you live, there's always going to be a form of hurt. But as long as you fight until the day you die, you know, that there has to be a rebirth as well. Don't give up. So that's why I put, like, Simply Beautiful. Life is simply beautiful. Take it as it is. You know, the love, the hurt, and the rebirth. You know, it's going to have to be a rebirth. So that's how I look at that album. You know, right now, I couldn't do another album because I'm not in the writer's mode right now to do, like, an album, per se, because it's not time, you know. You know, but as far as me doing other stuff, like, you know, the live CD I just done, when I'm going to redo some stuff on Simply Beautiful and stuff. So, yeah, I just really feel that as artists, I mean, I guess Lady Flavor, I guess it's whatever their heart and whatever their passion speaks. I know, you know, it could be different, but for as of me, it has to mean something, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
No, I can appreciate that. So before we go any further, I'm going to play the title track to Monica's CD, and you can get a taste of her flavor. This is Simply Beautiful off of her Simply Beautiful CD.
Nobody can quite love nobody like you can. Nobody can quite love me like you can. Why don't you? Why don't you? Clap for me, clap for me. Come on, come on. Let's go, let's go.
Simply beautiful.
followed by Monica Monet, who is live on the phone with me right now. I have to say, Monica, like, you've got the best intro to that particular song. I can still picture you getting up on stage at 88 Keys to the intro to that particular song. So I do want to play Slow Jam by you, but I want to ask you, how important is it to you to really put on a show? There are people who get on the stage and sing and have great voices, right? But you not only have a great voice, you know, your outfits, you know, just everything that goes into it. I mean, you put on a show, like a real show. How important is that to you?
I think it's very important to me because I know that there's a difference from singers and artists. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of amazing singers in the world. I mean, you see amazing singers every day at your job, at church. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
Karaoke. It's a lot of people that can sing, but artists are something totally different. And I feel like as an artist, you should be able to hold your own on a stage. You don't have to be the greatest singer. I always use, you know, Macy Gray. She's like a Whitney Houston singer, but she is an artist, and she defines her music by her style and her emotions, and you respect that, and you give her the honor on that. So I think what an artist is someone's, okay, I can sing okay, you know what I'm saying, but when I'm on stage, I act my music out, or it's just straight, like, passion takes over you. You know, like, that's what normally happened to me. And sometimes I can look back on the show like, Monica, don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do what she did it. Oh.
Yeah.
Like on stage, I don't have it all just, you know, kind of pinpointed out. I really just let passion take me on
yeah.
that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you've got, if you have not ever experienced Monica Monet in person, there are videos out online that will, you know, give you an idea. Monica is really tall without her shoes on.
Yeah, 5'10". But
you know, she is over 6 foot when she puts her heels on.
I know.
And she generally wears something that's very kind of glittery, I would say. But on top of that, the girl will drop down to the ground and bounce right back up in some stiletto heels. You got to see it. You really got to see it. She puts on an absolutely amazing show. Monica, I'm going to bring in, there's been a caller that's been holding on for a minute. I want to bring them in. I just want to let you know that this is, open up the phone line.
Okay.
All right, Sissy. Sorry to keep you on hold. This is Spicy Rhea of New York.
Hello.
Are you there, Spicy?
Yes.
Oh, no, maybe it's not. You're there?
I'm here.
Okay. So what do you think of the show so far and the music that I'm playing?
I like it.
You like it? So what do you think
yes.
of Monica Monet?
And oh, boy. My tongue's tied.
Your tongue's tied.
That's okay.
Monica.
She's pretty amazing. At least you better say she's pretty amazing, huh?
She is. I love Slow Jams.
You love Slow Jams? Thank you so
I
much.
I love Slow Jams. The funny thing is, it's on YouTube, right? And
yeah,
I
she is on YouTube.
I know. When you post the video on YouTube after the artist, I listen to song. I'm like, I like this.
Okay.
So now I have it in my personal file. So when it's still coming up. I'm over here jamming. I'm over here moving. I said, all sooky now.
I said, all sooky now.
All sooky now.
Well, Spicy, hold on the line with me. And I want to play another song of Monica's before I bring another caller in. But
okay.
let's see. I want to play Slow Jam. And the reason why I want to play Slow Jam by Monica Monet is because this particular song has gone all the way over to London in the UK. And it has charted, over 4 weeks in a row in the UK. The person who's a part of the show, the independent show charts, did I say that right, Monica?
Yeah.
They also purchased like 30 copies of Simply Beautiful, and it is selling over in the UK. So I want to play Slow Jams by Monica Monet. Monica Monet, who is live on the phone with us right now. Slow Jams is off of her new CD, which is called Simply Beautiful. So, Spicy, what'd you think of Slow Jams?
awesome to hold with too. Awesome. Look, I have. Now, the reason why I sang here, I pray to God you're going to hear me, but the reason why I sing is because it helps my birth. Have mercy. It helps my birth control and my feet, so I don't do
about birth control in your feet?
No, breath control in my lungs.
Okay.
If you hear me off key, that was me trying to breathe through and control my exhale through the vibration of my vocal cord. So,
okay.
Excuse me for that. Please.
You're fine. You're fine, Spicy. No problem.
I just don't want to get embarrassed, that's all.
Oh, no. Here, no problems, okay? So I'm glad that you're here and able to share this time with me. I'm so excited that Monica called in because it's been a while since Monica called in. So, Monica, what was it like when that particular song, you found out it was charting over in the UK?
It felt good. It really felt good, you know, that it was charting, and it hit number one the second week. I think it debuted at number 8 on the independent chart.
Yeah.
In the charts, and then it went to number 1, you know. So I felt really good. It stayed on the countdown for a while, so that was great. But I'm just the type of person, I always feel like I could do more, you know. But I was really happy about that.
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things, again, that I admire about you is that, you know, you find ways of opening up the door. And I think because you all are a quality artist, there are people who are actually finding you also that, you know, are opening up doors for you to step through, such as, you know, this great opportunity over there in the UK. So I think that your work speaks for itself, and you know, again, you're an absolutely amazing artist. I am very, very blessed to call you my sister and my friend. And, you know, I am excited to see, you know, where things go from here. I'm going to bring in another caller. So at any point, Monica, if you need to get off the phone, that's not a problem. I think this particular person would love to say hello to you, though.
Okay.
All right. All right, John D. Green Sr., welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Hey, Flavor. What's up there, Slow Jam?
Hey, John. What's going on?
You, obviously. You're going on.
Oh, suck it now. Sucky.
Spicy keeps saying sucky, huh?
Yeah.
Shucky
going on over there. Okay. Shucky, I hear you, Monica. I hear you.
Thank you, John. You know, how are you?
I'm good. You should have let me be one of your background singers, though.
Hey, we could probably look. Hey, you ain't been about a background singer. You'd be a lead, John.
Because
you
did
it yourself.
I would have been your background singer.
Okay.
Put it like that.
I'm honored.
Well, can I be a background singer, too, then?
You know, we get up in there, our leopard print, get the doo-wop in behind Monica.
Well, you know, Monica has always told me they have that machine that can make somebody sound like they can sing.
I don't think Monica uses
that.
I don't know
if they can bring it on the stage with you, though.
Yeah.
I think that's in the studio.
Okay. I guess I won't be a backup singer or anything like that, but. So, John, I was, you know, I've been in this mood to, like, talk about different things. And, you know, there are a lot of artists that spend a lot of time on Facebook. And, you know, they push themselves out. And I definitely think that Facebook is a great tool to keep yourself relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I think in some ways it has worked for certain artists in selling product. you know. But one of the things that I was really, really thinking about, and Monica kind of touched on the fact of, you know, what it has taken for her to get, you know, to complete projects such as Simply Beautiful. It didn't happen overnight,
right.
You know, and she had to save up the money to go into the studio and, you know, and all of this, and or to pay to have the album cover completed or to, you know, to have it mixed and mastered, whatever it was. She had to save up the money, you know, to be able to have those steps. So it didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Daddy and I were talking about, you know, what is it that artists are willing, you know, to pay for? And, you know, and one of the things that I was thinking about is, even like with such as yourself, John, I know you've spent a lot of money on equipment. You know,
yeah.
And that's one of the things that you, I know, find or feel is like a priority and a necessity when it comes to you and who you are as an artist is the equipment.
Right. Right, absolutely. I mean, it's part of it all. You know, the equipment is it's just as much a tool as your, you know, vehicle or whatever else, but it has to be right. You know, especially if you're on the stage, because, you know, I've hit the stage a lot more lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot more stage performances coming up. And, I mean, the studio is one thing. Of course, you try to spin the best for what you need in your studio to accomplish, whatever it is you're attempting to accomplish. But the stage,
mm-hmm.
that's a whole man. I mean, the stage, the sound, the acoustics, everything is different. So you need to have what it takes to accomplish the sound and perform the way in which you feel is worthy for the audience. So, you know, the equipment is mandatory. You spend the money. You have to. I mean, it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to, but you have to, because it's part of it all. You know, it's a part of it all. So,
as Monica spends money to go into the studio and the whole production of it, you spend a lot of money on equipment and all of that. Do the two of you, and I'll ask you first, John, and then Monica, do you ever think about the amount of time you put into being an artist? And do you feel that your time is worth money?
You know, for me personally, your time is the money, because the timing that you put into perfecting your craft or whatever you're doing, that's what pays off in the end. People see and hear the works. They see and hear the time and the practice and the sometimes repetition of it all. They hear it when you perform, and
mm-hmm.
that's the paying point, pretty much, is that this person gives this really good performance and they didn't halfway it up there, you know, they didn't, you know, and Monica's kid, they didn't mimic the words to some pre-recorded track. That's live. That's real. That's practice, you know, and for us, even sometimes, you know, musicians, mistakes sound good sometimes. I'll tell you a story later. Mistakes sound really good sometimes if they're harmonious mistakes, if you will.
Okay.
So that's, we think about the time all the time, but more of it is, I think we wish we had more time as opposed to, wow, this is a lot of time we're putting into this. I think there's never enough time, and there's never enough rehearsals, and there's never enough practices. But, you know, you do what you can, because time is money, especially in our world, because we're juggling so many things. So, yeah, you think about the time all the time.
So before I go back to Monica, John, what do you think it would take for you to feel like you've recouped, you know, what you have put into it, not in just equipment alone in your studio and practice and performances? What do you think it would feel like for you to feel like you've recouped something for all your hard work?
I feel it often. I get calls and messages from people that were moved by something, you know, they heard something, they saw something, and it was like, wow, man. And I was just, that's kind of a big deal, you know, because it, unfortunately, what we do is a business, and we are that business.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us, we do it for the love of what we do first, and the monetary aspect of it is secondary. It's equally important, don't get me wrong, but it's,
right.
it's the passion of what we do is what led us to this in the beginning. The money is important. I can't emphasize that enough. But it's knowing that people hear what you were trying to accomplish with that piece or with those lyrics or with that composition. That's a really big deal, you know. So
if I'm hearing you correctly, it's feeling like it's in a sense feeling like you've connected with the listener or the potential fan or fan. And the recognition from, you know, what you're creating versus actually the money, even though the money is important.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Especially if they touch on and they tell you that they felt this, let's just say hypothetically any emotion. I felt, you know, extreme joy when I heard, and that was your intention when you wrote it. That's
mm-hmm.
huge.
That's
huge, you know. Like Monica with her slow jam, getting people in the mood. See, that has to be huge because
right.
it's accomplishing the, you know, that's a big deal.
Okay, thank you, John. I appreciate, you know, because I just really want to know, you know, what you guys think and feel, because I know what I think and feel, you know, just yeah. doing what it is that I do. And so anyway, Monica, do you ever think about the fact that you put so much time into what it is that you create, not just the money that you put into making sure the product is done and ready for sale, but just your time that goes into it? And do you see your time as being worth money?
Well, yeah, I look at it like I was truly born to do this. So I don't even look at it as time. I feel like if I'm not doing it, then I get very depressed. You know, I just think God put me here for this music. I may not be on a major form. You know, it's like a lot of artists maybe, you know, like play on every radio in the world. But I really feel that the people that do hear my music or when my music cross somebody's path or something, they're going through something in life, like gravity, it upbrings them, or when they want a piece of old school in 2012,
mm-hmm.
then you get slow jams, you know what I'm saying? Because I did take it back because I love old school R&B. I love the ideal of one man loving one woman, you know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily like the fast lane that a lot of the music is doing now. But so I just think God put me here for this. With all the hardships and all of the pain, you know, it is some joy, but, you know, it is what it is. You need money. You know what I'm saying? You need money to get your product. You need money to get how, you know, let people see your vision come to pass. You know what I'm saying? So, but just like with anything, when you go get some fish or if you go fishing that day, you don't get the fish and throw it up in the skillet. You got to scale it. You got to debone it. You got to season it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to flour it. Then you got to fry it. Then you can enjoy your labor. So I see it like, I mean, I kind of see it like that. You know what I'm saying? That this is what I'm meant to do. And, you know,
right.
no matter what level that I'm on, that it was meant for whoever heard my music today was meant for them to hear it. You know, this like Spice is saying that it helps her, slow jams helps her with her vocals and, you know, exercise her speech. And I was
right.
like, wow, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think that's the most beautiful thing, the simple things. You know, I do want to be at a level one day to where I can call on the radio, oh, Monica Mona is coming to your town. Who don't want to be at that level? You know,
yeah.
But I tell God, thank you for where I am now because, you know, I just feel like, you know, next year, I don't know. I already discussed with you next year where I want to be, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to strive to be there, you know, but today, I'm at this moment, I feel like, you know, just thanking God for where I am right now. So I'm just meant to be. I don't look at the time because it's passion for me. I'm at my job. Well, my ex-job, yes, I'm looking at the time every minute.
Mm-hmm.
So not dealing with music.
Right. Right. So what would you say would make you feel like you've recouped? You know, would it be the sales of the CDs being out there and selling out shows, or would it be like John just feeling like you connected, just like what you indicated in regards to what Spicy shared?
I think, of course, that's a blessing within itself, but we all know that we have to recoup something. It's like you have to put something back in the pot. If not, it's not going to be anything in the pot by the time you keep, you know, dipping out of it. You know, you got to put something back in. I think for me, it would be if, like, a Simple Beautiful can get me to that particular level to where the pricing on my shows can go up and they see what I can do, you know what I'm saying? Or listen to the quality in my music sales. It's kind of funny. I saw a Twitter tweet that, what was his name? Tyrese gave, and he said, the best albums are the albums that were word of mouth, but years later. You know what I'm saying? Who knows 3 years from now, Simply Beautiful by word of mouth, people like, you know, make that album like major. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's like Anthony Hamilton when he first came out. I tell you, No Lie had his album like a year and a half before people even realized who he was. You know what I'm saying? And now he's this particular artist where he's on the radio, but he doesn't have to be played like a Lil Wayne to get the shows that he needs to get to provide for his family. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he does
right.
a great show. So it could be something like that. It could be something like John, you know, put out his album and 2 years from now, per word of mouth, you know, this person got it, told this person, that person told this person. 2 years later, he's, you know, performing music that he did like 3 years ago. That means like you throw in a ripple effect in the ocean. You keep throwing them out, and those little waves keep going to the right people. You know what I'm saying? So you got to just keep throwing them out.
Well, and I think that you made a great point. I think that music should be something that, you know, that can be experienced over time. And, you know, for somebody who has never heard Monica Monet, you know, when somebody has not heard Monica Monet before and they experience you today, you know, even though your album came out in March, you know, it doesn't mean that it's old. I think that music or literature or art can always be new to somebody. So before I go any further, let me talk to one of my kids here. I'm going to play one of John's tracks, and let me see. I'm going to play Tribal Mental Cleanse by John D. Green Sr. All right, we were listening to John D. Green Sr. with his track, Tribal Mental Cleanse. So let me just let you know that, you know, I do my shows generally on Saturday from work here at Friends of Youth. I work with at-risk homeless youth, and this has been a kind of lively group, and I had two kids coming in here during the show, and I'm like, okay, they're writing me notes, they're waving, they're whispering. I'm like, okay, well, let me just go to a track and deal with them and everything. So, so John, Monica had talked about, you know, where, you know, about herself, and you can find out more about Monica Monet at monicamonet.com. She's definitely on Reverb Nation. If you want a copy of her CD, Simply Beautiful, you can contact Monica Monet directly, and she can arrange that for you. But, John, I know you have a brand-new album out, so why don't you talk about that right quick?
My album. Yeah, I have a new CD out. It's called Perceptions. Been quite a few years in the making, a long time coming. It's 10 tracks. Each track is different. One standing thing I can say about it is it is very unique and it's very different.
So what do you call your style then, John?
You know, I call it a multi-genre style because I'm not fairly locked into any one style to world music and some jazz, and there's even some R&B on there. You know, there's a plethora of genres on the CD. I use multi-genre because that best describes what it is.
So by chance, do you have any vocals on your album?
I actually do. There are 3 vocal tracks on there. Yep.
So which ones are on there?
I'll put it like this. Number 3, number 6, and number 9. Now you'll have to get the CD to figure out what number 3, number 6, and number 9 are.
Well, I don't have the album yet.
You're right. You don't. What a coinky
thing. So I don't know what you have on there. But you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and play a song. I don't know whether it's on there or not, but I'm going to play a song. And then I want to ask Spicy a question. So I'm going to play Blame It All on Me by John D. Green Sr.
Not on there.
Well, I'm playing it anyhow.
That makes you feel alright. Blame it all on me. If that helps you sleep at night, you know I will never intentionally hurt you. United we barely stood, divided we couldn't wait to go away from what the other had to say. But now it's clear the words that I needed to hear were those words we both should have spoken before we saw we fall away.
United we barely we barely divided we couldn't wait to fall away from what the other had to say, but now it's clear the words that I needed to hear were those words we both should have fought before we saw. We saw
Alright, that was John D. Green Sr. with his track Blame It All on Me.
You
so,
had to go there, didn't you?
Huh?
You had to go there, didn't you?
Yeah. Do you want to tell the story behind that?
Oh, no. Oh, no. What a song. You hit me with the blast. You hit me with the blast from the past. I think I'm sitting here a little teary eyed.
Well, as Monica will say, she writes from her life experience. I know that you do the same, John.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everything is emotion-based for me, especially sometimes too much, you know. You can know our lives by listening to our music. That's the one thing.
That's an interesting point. I never thought about that.
It's a fact. I think that's one of the biggest things that make me such a huge Monica Monet fan is you want to know her story, and you don't know her, but you want to know her. You got to really listen to her music because there's a lot of tells in that music, and you may not know that because she's such a strong sister, you know. But our music is the way we express our emotions is through this music. So if you ever really wanted to know, all you have to do is really listen, you know, break it down and listen. It's a smart truth in everything. So I think that's why I'm such a big Monica fan.
Well, Monica dropped off the line with us now, which I kind of expected. But, you know, you're right. I think if you were to really, really pay attention, and it's so funny I never really, really thought about that because it is something that Monica and I talk about a lot is that mm-hmm. she writes, you know, her life story. And so... you're right. I think that, you know, to get to know an artist, especially a musical talent or a spoken word artist, you mm-hmm. can learn so much if you just really, really pay attention to, you know, what it is that they create because a lot of it is so, you know, about who they are and how they mm-hmm. think and feel about something. So, Spicy, I wanted to ask you a question. I believe you told me you're going to be doing a book.
Yes, I'm trying to get out e-book.
You're going to be doing an e-book. And it's going to be on what?
Poetry, past pieces, and some that haven't been heard on air. One of my Facebook friends happened put together an ebook, and
okay.
from there, everything you know goes as according to plan.
Mhm. Well, I personally am really excited about the fact that you're going to be putting together a book because I think you and I go back to like about 2007. And you know, I've read your pieces for many, many years, and I think you are one of the most brilliant writers I have ever read.
And I
know that you're trying to push me to do some writing with you, which I just need to kind of settle my mind to be able to go that direction.
I haven't said, see, there you go. I've been good. I haven't said nothing about writing.
I just feel the pressure. See, I just feel.
I haven't said nothing.
You don't even have to say nothing. So I'm writing a useless
Flavor?
Yes.
Stop.
I'm writing a piece with Miss Spicy Ree, Jay Lynch, Janine Turner, whatever name she's going by today. And, yeah, she's got multiple names. Maybe one day we'll talk about that, too. But I am going to be writing a piece with Spicy, and she started it off. I just need to get to work and see if I can get my creative juices flowing so I can add to it. And I am really excited about this project because I think it's going to be great fun. But when you told me that you were going to be doing an ebook, that was just amazing news for me. Not to say that I didn't think you could do it, because I knew that you could. It's just the fact that you are going to do it, and that, you know, to have the opportunity to be able to share you with the world, I think is going to be a really beautiful thing, because you have words that deserve to be experienced. And so I'm really excited about that for you, Spicy.
Thank you.
That is exciting, right?
It is. It's really exciting. And somebody had sent me a message the other day, and they asked, do you work with visual artists? And the thing that I don't think that people really understand is, I think, you know, for those of you that have known me for years, especially like with Spicy going back, you know, it's known that I started out as a book reviewer of African-American literature. That's pretty much, you know, on top of the fact that, you know, I owned a coffee shop, a real coffee shop that's called Flava Coffee House. You know, Lady Flava was birthed pretty much as a book reviewer. When I closed Flava in 2008 and really kind of went pushed and started really getting drawn into showing my support and waving my leopard pom-poms for artists, for some reason, you know, and we decided to do radio shows back in November of 2009. Oh, gosh, I've got an anniversary coming up. I just totally spaced on that. But, you know, I think that people think that I mostly support musical talents. That's not the case, but I do think that musical talents are more aggressive with wanting support than other type of artists. And when I think about artists, I think about from literature to spoken word to poetry to music to musicianship, you know, singers, songwriters, chefs, you know, visual artists, graphic artists, cartoonists. I mean, there's so many types of artists out there. I mean, for over 20 years of my life, I was a floral designer, you know, and I know that that is a form of artistry. And so when it comes to art, I will support any type of artist and any genre that is done well and that I know I can put my name on it. So, you know, if you know me, you know my name is a really big deal to me. I was kind of talking about this yesterday. You know, I'm Japanese and German, and in the Japanese culture, name is very important, and who you are when you represent out in the public eye is also a representation of your family. And so when I say that to say, you know, any artist that I get involved with, I know that I will not mind having my name attached to that artist. And so, you know, there's all kind of artists out there. There are artists that want, you know, support. There are artists that deserve support. It doesn't necessarily mean that Flava News and Lady Flava is a good fit. So I say all of that to say, yes, I support visual artists. You could be a filmmaker. You could be, you know, make documentaries. You could, you know, whatever it is, you know, paint, sketch, you know, whatever it is. Yes, I support all art forms. And when I do the coffee house show, I open up the lines for, you know, for, you know, any type of artist to call in and, you know, have that opportunity to, you know, have a dialogue about who they are and what they do. You know, a few weeks back, I was blessed by having Ty Dickey from Steph and Ty Hats, you know, call into the show and be able to hear about them. And, John, you got to get to know them. They're out there in Detroit. They make the funkiest hats, the funkiest hats I've ever seen. And I'm so excited because they sent me a leopard hat. And I have not taken a picture in my leopard hat yet, and I meant to do that this week. If people saw what I really looked like on an everyday basis, I am not going to post a picture of how I just look any old kind of way any old day. When I post a picture, it has to be something I'm looking halfway decent, right? So I just have to look halfway decent to throw the hat on my head so I can take a picture of myself. But I have a funky leopard hat now that I can wear that came to me all the way from Detroit, Michigan. So, anyway, I'm just saying that, you know, that is any type of artist. Before I go any further, I want people to know, artists to know, I do have a contest going on. And the reason being that I have this contest going on to open up an opportunity for 5 artists to join the Flava News movement at no cost to them for a year is I'm getting ready to celebrate, you know, my 1-year anniversary of turning Flava News into a membership-only movement. And it has really, really gone well for me, in my opinion, on my side. I appreciate the fact that artists have stuck in there with me because, you know, I've had life issues from computer issues to, you know, phone issues, you know, and all of that that have taken place in the time that I turned this into a movement. But I still believe in it, you know, and the reason why I turned it into a movement is because I want some form of commitment from the artists that I support. Because I think it's a win-win thing. And one thing that I have realized and recognized about artists is a lot of it is very, very self-serving. And it's about them. And it's not always recognized about who they need to make their world work. What Flava News does is that, okay, I may not be the biggest thing or the best thing in the world, but I am somebody who can honestly put an artist out there in front of a variety of people, whether it's just through my website, whether it's through my radio shows. My radio shows have 10 times more listeners today than I did a year ago. And so, you know, I'm one person who's willing to do the work. I'm willing to put you out on social networks. I'm willing to put you on my website. I'm willing to have you come on my radio shows. In that itself, to me, I see a value in. And so, you know, that's why I've gone in that direction. So I'm going to ask you this question, John. Since I decided to do this, this contest, probably started it about say September the 15th. I put it out for the first time. Then I have had very few people try to take me up on the offer, and what I'm asking is that they go over to the Facebook page I'm doing a radio show, honey. I'm sorry. I'll be done at 7. Yeah. Okay. So, I wanted to see what visual promos artists have because, as I was talking to Monica earlier in the show, to me, visual promos are something that are really, really important. I pay attention to them. And if your visual promos catch me, then I'm going to want to find out more about you. So I said, you know, go over and hit the like button on my Flava News Facebook page, business page, not my Lady Flava page, but my business page. Then post a visual promo of what you're using to promote yourself as an artist.
Right.
I think maybe three people have posted something over there. So why do you think that's a challenge? Well, one of the things that artists talk about all the time is not having somebody to support them.
Right. Right. Well, it could be as simply something as simple as they don't have a promo package together.
Mm-hmm.
And it could escape them how easily a promo package of any kind could be put together to represent self. It's kind of a strange thing. We put all this time and effort into preparing our music, our voices, our instruments, our sound, and it seems like promo packages and EPKs or press kits of any kind are kind of secondary and afterthought. It's strange that way. You know, we think, you know, it's kind of the Cinderella effect. You assume it's just going to kind of happen because you sound great. You know, but you have to get people interested in hearing you before they can even hear that you sound great. A lot of times that doesn't happen, you know.
Right.
A lot of times that doesn't happen, you know.
Well, you know, I was thinking about, you know, everything that you and Monica put into what it is that you create. And then you create, you know, the different promo tools. And when I'm able to get on my computer, which I have not been able to, and, you know, going out on 3 months, you know, I create something simple, you know, for you guys to use also and for myself to use as somebody who supports you and Monica as artists. So, you know, I think it is something to really think about. When you are an artist, how are you going to promote yourself? What is it that you're going to do to attract people to pay attention to you? And so I did think about that, John, the fact that they may not even have it. So, you know, I decided that I was going to go until the end of November with my contest just to see if somebody would even try to put something together. And because since November is my anniversary month for my radio show, and it's my anniversary month of starting the movement, I thought I will go through. I was originally going to stop it on October 15th, but, you know, I have not been able to get online until just recently. And so I decided to expand that, the cutoff time for that. But it's interesting, you know, just to think about that. It could be the fact that they do not have the, you know, the promos, the capabilities. But, you know, Monica has this thing called Media One that she makes, you know, really cute videos off of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that even if you went and you used something like that, you know, to create, you know, a video, some kind of video promo. Winston Warrior has a great video promo. That's him. Somebody filmed him talking about his new album, Lifeology 101, you know, telling people where they can purchase it, telling people where they can follow him online. And I think that was a great tool also, you know, to let people know. So I think that there are ways to do it. You know, I do these little test things from time to time, right, on Facebook, because I just want to see what people are paying attention to. And I'll put up a bunch of those quote posters, and I always pick ones that I like, so those will go up.
Sure.
Then I'll throw up something from the artist that I support. You know, whether it's like yourself, John, who, you know, I work closely with, or if it's somebody who's a part of the members, you know, of Flava News. And right. then I'll throw up a picture of my grandchild. Like today, I threw up a picture that I took of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see what was going to get the most hits. It wasn't the fact that I wanted to put a picture of myself up. You know, it was just, you know, then I put my random thoughts, you know, like how Drake's music irritates me, you know, or, you know, if you accept something, then you, in a sense, take a responsibility for whatever it is. You know, and stuff, just to see what people will either, you know, put a verbal response or a you know, hit the like button. And
right.
those quote posters, they're pretty mm-hmm. popular.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty popular out there. And so, you know, what is it that takes people to pay attention to you? You know,
right.
so that's why I also put out there, how much money have you made off of promoting yourself on Facebook?
Right.
You know, and what is the best way to go about promoting yourself as an artist? Is Facebook the tool to use, you know, to put yourself out there, to be recognized? Again, I do think that Facebook is a great tool, you know, to use to keep yourself relevant, because
mm-hmm.
as long as you're out there, people are going to know the name.
Right.
You know, but what's the next step after that, you know? So anyway, if there's anybody listening and you pay any attention to Lady Flava, Flava News, you can Google me. I am Googleable. I come up on the very first page. There is a Jamaican artist that also goes by the name of Lady Flava out there. I should introduce myself to her one day. You know, but I am very Googleable, and you can find out more about me by going over to FlavaNews.com. Over there, you can find information about John DeGreen Sr. and Monica Monet and some other artists that I work closely with. And then you can, you know, see advertisements that the artists that are part of the Flava News movement have created. I've got a video page that has official videos that artists that are part of the movement that they've created. You know, I've got a variety of pages over there promoting the artists that are a part of the movement. And just, you know, John, you can be really honest with me. Do you think that there's a benefit to having somebody else outside of yourself help put you in front of their audience?
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, your audience and their audience are oftentimes very different.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, the more people that you can get in front of, the better. But it definitely helps to have someone that does that. That's what they do. Their job is to communicate and connect with the people. That's huge. That's
right.
huge. That's paramount. You can't, you know, that's a benefit in itself. That's, you know, priceless to an artist. To be put out there, to have your information put out there by someone that'll push for you, you know, in full support of what you do. Yeah, that's a big deal. And it, to me, it's huge. So, yeah, absolutely.
I think it's a big deal, too, because I know, like, for, you know, I watch the videos on artisthouse.org. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like mainstream people in the industry who put out informational videos and blogs and stuff over there. And, you know, they say that, you know, that the different parts of the industry play a role for the artist so that the artists themselves can concentrate on creating and perfecting their art. And that so makes sense to me, you know, that you guys should be the ones that are, you know, perfecting who you are as the artist, because you're the product. And other people should be playing the roles of what it is and getting you into the media and getting you onto radio stations, getting you in front of audiences, whatever it is. And, you know, most of the time when it comes to being an underground independent artist, you don't have that capability of creating that team, nor
mm-hmm.
the money to pay to create a team that's effective in, you know, in creating what it is that you need, you know, to gain more exposure, you know. And so I would think that people should want to take advantage of the fact that I'm willing to help put them out there, especially if you are an artist that is a part of a style, of a production level, you know, that I'm willing to put my name on. I think they should take advantage of it. So I'm going to put it out there one more time. I have a contest that's taking place on Facebook. I'm asking for you to go find my Flava News business page, not my Lady Flava page, my business page. Hit the like button and post your best visual promo that you have to promote who you are and what you do as an artist. At the end of November, I'm going to pick 5 artists to gift 1 year into the Flava News movement. And what that means is that I will help promote you to on different social networks, to putting you on my website, to you know, having you come on the leopard carpet here on Flava News, play your music or tracks on Flava News. If you have, you know, audio promos, that's something that I've really encouraged in the past. I'm going to start encouraging that again, audio promos to play on the show, you know, so that I can put those into rotation, whatever it takes to put you in front of an audience. Now, there's somebody like John D. Green Sr. who gets a little bit more attention from me, and that's because I have a different relationship with John, Monica, Black Stax, and Mark Van Claggett. And then I work very closely with a gentleman by the name of Hassan Brown, who is a publicist for some of the larger independent artists. Those particular people get a little bit more attention because I have a different relationship with them. So if you notice that, that's why. But it doesn't mean that I, you know, will not put you out there also. Before I go any further, John, I do need to let you know that Mr. Funk is in the chat room, and he wants me to say hello to you. And and let me just say something about Mr. Funk. Mr. Funk is an amazing graphic designer out in New Jersey. And John and I came to know him through an amazing spoken word artist and woman by the name of Eternally Blaze, Joanne King. And he started making, just out of the kindness of his heart, some promo tools for Flava News, for Lady Flava, you know, and also for John D. Green Sr. to use, you know, in marketing who they are. And, you know, I want you to know, Mr. Funk, that you are very much appreciated for those tools that you've created and just who you are in spirit and the support that you show. Because, you know, it takes people like you also that helps make, you know, our worlds work. And so I want you to know that you're very much appreciated. And, okay, so this last promo that I saw Mr. Funk created for you for Sir 88 or whatever your alter ego is called.
That's Sir 88. That's my...
So,
I love that one. I got to say that one. It's near and dear to me.
Yeah, so, like, let's talk about that. I was like, oh, you know, okay.
I'm old school. I like the Terminator and, you know, things of that nature. And that just, that appeals to my inner ego, if you will, the unstoppable robotic me, you know. So, and he was in a really nice suit. So, I like that one, and it goes kind of perfect with the whole Sir 88 and synergy energy. So
right, okay. It just made me smile when I saw it. I'm like, okay, this is so John, and you know, Mr. Funk was over there in New Jersey just creating away. Now, I've heard it even out of the man's mouth that he plays bass guitar, right?
Right.
But have you ever heard him play, John?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't either.
And he tried to say the other night that, you know, if somebody could get him away from the computer and creating the graphics, maybe we might hear some music. You know, I told him, I said, you know, can't you multitask? You know, we women know how to multitask. You know, like Mr. Funk, I don't know. I can't say if you can play some funk or not because I ain't heard none. Okay, so I'm just going to put a challenge out to you because I love the graphics you create, but I just really want to hear some of this music that you create, okay?
So, and you know it's some out there. You know we got to have something lingering about somewhere.
Yeah, you got to have something that you can send. So, you know, I promise if you send it to me, I won't share unless you give permission, okay? But, you know, I just want to really know, can you really, really play? So, Mr. Funk, I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you. Are you paying attention? I don't know. He might be sleeping in the chat room. I don't know, but... Anyway, but Mr. Funk creates some amazing tools. The magazine flyer that you've seen as my default picture is one of the tools that he created for me. He's got another one that's for the Flava News Movement that he created that I use to promo, the Flava News Movement. Also, he has one that just says Simply Flav, and he's kind of chopped my body up amongst the letters, you know, on that, which is cool. And then he created the logo that I use for Unity Through Arts Exchange. And I think all of those promos, I'll have to think about it, but at least three of the promos that Mr. Funk has created are on my website. So he's definitely, you know, a gentleman to pay attention to. He creates logos. He creates, you know, just a variety of styles of you know, graphics. And if it's something that you need, you know, I think that you can definitely negotiate a great price with him, you know, to get some work done. Because I do really, really believe that visual promos are really, really important when it comes to, you know, promoting who you are as an unknown independent artist. There's too many people out there to compete against. And I think visual tools are just one way of making you stand out. Once you grab their attention, then it's going to be up to you to make sure that what you present to them as far as your art goes is well done. The production of it is well done. That it's something that they're going to connect with, that it's something they're going to appreciate, that it's something that they'll want to spread the word and tell other people about. And the other thing that I want to say, I've got so many things going on in my mind, can you tell? the other thing that I want to say is that if you purchase an artist's work or you have that opportunity to experience them, I think it is a great gift for you to go back and write a review on their art. Many artists have a way that you can post it publicly, like, for instance, on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, they have websites. They have Facebook pages that you could post your thoughts on their art. And I think that's something that's really important. They can use those tools as you know, part of their promotion also. And it also lets people know that you have purchased and experienced their art. So it's just almost a confirmation that people are paying attention to them. So I ask all the time for you, whether it's a book, whether it's a painting, whether it's music, you know, no matter what type of art you experience and appreciate, especially if you appreciate it, please write some type of review, even if it's a private review that you send to them by email. Now, if it's something that you don't appreciate, I think that's also a good thing to let the artist know. You know, some feedback too. There's a way of giving constructive criticism to an artist.
Don't like it, you know, it's okay. You can't like everything, but let us know because that's
right.
How we business and get better. We really need to know. I mean,
right.
Ultimately, it's the people that we're trying to get to purchase our product. ultimately. That's what it boils down to. So we need to know if you like what we're trying to get you to purchase.
Right.
You know, valid points, line them up, your pros and cons, the whys in which you do not like something, and hit us with it. We're more than appreciative of that type of feedback.
So, yeah, there you go. So, you know, let the artist know, you know, what you think. And, you know, one of the things that my dad was telling me the other day and was asking me, he's like, Susan, how much feedback do you get in what it is that you do? And I said, you know, I used to get more, say maybe a year ago, than I do now. And so even when it comes to who I am and what I do, it would be great to get some feedback because, you know, I'm transitioning into kind of a new phase in my life, and I'm going to be able to have some tools very, very soon before the year is out that is going to make who I am and what I do much more efficient and effective. And soon, once I learn the tools of the new computer I'm getting, I will be able to go syndicated. And so that means the artists that are quality recorded will be able to be heard on other radio stations in front of their audiences besides Flava News. So as I transition, you know, I need to know, too, if there is something that I can do, you know, better than how I'm doing it now. And it's also a great tool for me to use, too, when you have something good to say about what I'm creating. So you can send those responses if you have, you know, to radio@flavanews.com, or you can send it to admin@flavanews.com, and I would really, really appreciate some feedback about, you know, what your experience is of Lady Flava and Flava News and Flava News Radio. So, you know, John, I really appreciate you calling in today and sharing the time with me. I'm glad that Monica called in because it's been a while since Monica called in. And my sissy, Spicy Ree out there in New York, thank you so much for all your love and support. And I will start working on my project with you here very, very soon once I can just feel like, you know, the words are going to flow out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spicy.
Why are you on the spot? See, you egging on, and I'm trying to behave.
You're trying to behave? Well, I just want you to know that I am going to work on it.
I don't say nothing. I let you do your thing. I'm patient. Don't throw me up under the bus.
I'm really lucky that my sissy is out in New York and not here in Seattle, because I just feel like if she was right here in front of my face, she would give me a tongue lashing and make me cry or something.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah, okay. Be nice to me. I'm going to write a piece with you.
And then you start it, see?
And maybe if I'm lucky and if it's good enough, maybe my sissies will let my collaboration with her go into her ebook.
You know what? Flava?
Yes?
I'll put you on Front Street.
You going to put me on Front Street?
Yeah. John and Brian, what you don't know is Flava, there's several seasoned moments when she can't write. However, she tweeted not to write, and she sits in the background and says she's the artist cheerleader, which she is, but she has this hidden compulsion. She does. Right, and her spare time, she just keeps it all to herself.
I tried to write when it seems to work for me. It doesn't always seem to, like, flow, so I am just not as...
Just write down your thoughts. You know I got your back. So
yes.
I'm a,
even I have to rearrange the whole thing.
Okay.
It's gonna flow.
So you,
you're just
telling me to just start writing?
Yeah.
Dawn, she's really putting pressure on me, isn't she?
It sounds like no pressure. It sounds like she just lifted the pressure. All you got to do is write.
Oh, that was lifting the pressure?
It sounds like lifting the pressure.
Okay. All right. Fever. Yes.
Look, just write down your torch.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
I'll rearrange the whole thing.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
I will do it. Not you, me.
Okay.
And make it work. I got you.
She says she's got me.
I got you.
Okay. So I am writing a piece by, with Jay Lynch that will hopefully come out soon. And she's helping me. She's being the big sister, and she's going to help me with this particular piece because we will go public with it. And, maybe by November. Yes?
And we'll debut on the show. How about
okay,
that?
We're going to debut it here on Flava News Radio. And, maybe we'll have it done, let's say, maybe the first part of November, sometime in November.
All right,
Okay. Let's see. I just put the pressure on myself. Well, we've only got 3 minutes left to the show, thank goodness, because I just need to, cut my sissy off because, she just want to get on my case here. So I want to close up. I love you, Spicy.
I love you, too.
I want to play a piece. John? You're closer to New York than I am in Detroit, okay? Can you go out there and just...
Why don't you start writing, then I'll...
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to put on my leopard hat that I got from my hat people in Detroit, and that might just help the creative juices start flowing, okay? So, I want to thank you three for calling into the show today and spending this time with me and allowing me to ask some questions and talk about some topics that I think is really important. But I do want to close out the show today with a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine. Never in my life did I ever think that when I became Lady Flava and I started doing radio shows and I started connecting with artists from around the world, would I ever have the blessing and honor of being able to share music from a talent that is no longer here with us on earth. And I want to close out today's show with a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine. And I smile when I play this because I remember what he said about this particular piece. This is Baby Baby by Patrick Domino. Thank you. You have been listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where we meet every Saturday. I open up the phone lines for artists to call in of all art forms, all genres, to promote who they are and what they do. Like today, I opened up the phone lines to talk to some of my creative soul family to find out their thoughts on some subjects pertaining to, you know, being an unknown underground independent artist. And I appreciate Monica Monet, John D. Green Sr., and Spicy Ree for sharing this time with me on the Coffee House Show. I play a variety of talents that you can find over at FlavaNews.com. They are all a part of the Flava News movement. I closed out today's show with a dear, dear friend of mine who passed away, an amazing jazz fusion talent by the name of Patrick Domino, who is now my musical angel. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News and Flava News Radio in support of underground independent artists. Good night. Thank you.